感谢主又给我们能够一同聚集在他的面前。
We thank God for another opportunity to gather before Him.
我们今天下午的题目是祷告的侍奉。
Our subject this afternoon is our service in prayer.
昨天已经讲了一次了。
We shared already yesterday afternoon for one session.
今天是我们的丁荣使老弟兄在这里交通。
And the elderly brother Dean will share this afternoon.
明天的聚会。
For tomorrow afternoon.
是问题解答。
Is a question and answer session.
弟兄姊妹如果有什么问题。
If brothers and sisters have any questions,
盼望你们能够写在纸头上。
We hope that you will write it down.
会后可以交给我们。
And turn it into a brother.
如果你们今天不能交给我们。
If you cannot turn in this afternoon,
盼望明天上午聚会后也能够交给我们。
I hope that you will turn it in tomorrow morning.
如果你们没有纸头的话。
If you don't have the papers,
在前面有纸头。
There's a pile of blank papers here.
你们可以到前面来拿这个纸。
Feel free to use it.
我盼望弟兄姊妹在主面前仰望主。
I hope that we will all look up to the Lord.
这样你们的感觉。
And concerning your response.
也可以写出来。
Even though you're, how you feel about this topic, you can also write it down and share.
所以我们就盼望弟兄姊妹能够早一点能够准备。
So I hope that you will all prepare for the session tomorrow afternoon as early as possible.
我们为着今天下午的聚会，我们还是先有一点的祷告。
That's a word of prayer for this afternoon then.
亲爱的阿爸父神，我们感谢你给我们还有机会和弟兄姊妹，就是你的众儿女一同聚集在你的面前。
Dear Father, we thank you for another opportunity to gather with brothers and sisters before you this afternoon.
我们求您主，我们主耶稣基督的名，你在这里与我们同在。
In the name of Jesus, we pray for your very presence.
对我们说你最心爱的话语。
To speak to us from your heart.
让我们都能够在你的面前蒙恩
，so that we may be all blessed before you，
也能够在你的面前向你献上敬拜
，and we may all worship before you，
献上你所喜悦的侍奉
，to offer a service that's acceptable unto thee。
我们把你的仆人，我们的丁弟兄也仰望在你的手中。
We commit our brother Dean unto you，
求你自己的灵，求你借着圣灵。让他在这里能够满享你圣灵的能力。
We pray that through the Holy Spirit, He will speak with power.
让他话语出来能够满有生命，满有力量。
May the word that He will speak is full of life and power.
成为众人的供应。
To become provision from Thee for all.
谢谢你。
We thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus our Lord.
Amen.现在我们请丁弟兄。
We turn our time to Brother Dean.
感谢主。今天给我一个机会跟弟兄姊妹交通祷告的问题。
I thank God for giving me this opportunity to share with you concerning the subject of prayer.
可能今天下午会是这个翻译的跟听的人有点意外。
Probably I will surprise the translator and the listeners to this afternoon.
因为我向来有一个习惯，我上来讲主的话，从来不写这个东西的。
Because my habit is that I don't write it down what I intend to say.
我最主要一点就是说，如果要我讲，我只要能保持跟主的关系是正常的。
If I'm asked to speak, I know if I maintain a good relationship with the Lord.
什么叫做保持正常呢？
What does it mean to be normal?
就是说，在我跟主的那个关系里面，在灵里的交通是不断的。
That means I have a continued communion with the Lord.
只要这个管道是通的话。
As long as this channel is open,
那我就很感谢主，因为从天上来的那个话语可以源源的从我这里出去。
Then I thank God that the word from the heaven can continuous come and will go out from me.
如果这个管道一断的话，
If this channel is blocked,
那我就苦了。
Then I'd be suffering.
因为什么都没有了。
Because I have nothing.
所以呢，还有现在有一个困难，就是说年纪大了，的确慢慢的记忆力不行。
I have another difficulty, namely because of my age, I'm beginning to lose my memory.
我像是年轻的时候，稍微年轻的时候，就五六十岁的时候。
When I was young, that means when I was about in the 50s or 60s.
那个时候，如果我早一个月要想讲什么，再过一个月还是清清楚楚的。If
a month ago I decided to speak on certain things, I will still remember clearly after a month.
现在呢，我差不多有的时候前几天得了一个很好的感觉，哇，我觉得是好极了。
Nowadays, could be a few days ago, I got a good idea, I thought it was wonderful.
于是我又给他记下了。
Sometimes I even write it down.
但是过几天，只有两三天以后，我就一点都记不起来了。
But after two or three days, I couldn't remember it at all.
所以呢，我以后就慢慢地去把记的东西去打下来。So
therefore, I begin to write it down, what it come to my mind.
但是我从来没有一个习惯，就是在这里看了这个东西讲的。
But I never can get used to the idea of reading the text from you, for you.
那么有的，特别是翻译的弟兄，他最喜欢我有这么一个东西。
Of course, the translators all love to have the text.
因为他有这一个，他说你要翻什么，读什么圣经，我心里有数。 免得我到了时候一讲，他没准备。
Because they like to have the text and they will know which scripture verses I'll be referring to.
所以我现在就发了一个，结果有些弟兄姊妹还挺开心，他说有一些有东西看。
And many brothers and sisters like that too because they say they have something they can read.
但是我相信啊，如果是照这个东西念的话， 我开始的时候，的确我心里有感动的，念出来变字句。I
think that if I follow the text indeed, I had the burden from the Lord in earlier, but if I continue to read these with just letters.
所以我后来还是不依靠这一个，我先主说，主啊，你给我有什么话，到时候你告诉我。
So I told the Lord, I cannot depend on this. I would depend on Him, whatever words He will give me, and I will speak.
因为是如果是这样的话， 我觉得是活的。
Because by doing so, it is alive.
那么今天下午我想照这个念呢， 还是照那个活的呢？
Now this afternoon, whether we want to read the letter or to depend on the living word.
那么是很可能 我完全离开这个也可能。
Therefore, it's quite possible we'll depart from the text altogether.
但是这个还是有好处的。
But this is still useful.
因为你们去再看看，因为这些都是主，还是主的话。
Because these are still words from the Lord.
所以我还是 你们有空看一看。
So if you have time, I encourage you to read.
还有一点，如果我讲不好，你们也有责任。
Now, there's another thing. If I don't speak well, you have the responsibility.
你们有什么责任呢？因为你们至少没有为我好好的祷告。
Perhaps because you did not pray earnestly for me.
那我就是可以赖给你们，没讲好，他们没为我祷告嘛。
Therefore, I can dump everything and blame you.
那么求主啊，怜悯我。
We pray the mercy of the Lord.
因为祷告这个题目是非常大的。
Because it's a big subject concerning prayer.
而且祷告这个重要性是谁都知道的。
And everyone knows the importance of prayer.
因为基督徒如果没有祷告的基督徒，好像是不会呼吸的基督徒。
If a Christian does not pray, he is a Christian who does not breathe.
教会如果没基督
，If church does not have Christ，
是个死的
，It's a dead church。
我们如果跟主基督没有联系的话
，If we are not joined to the Lord，
那么我们这个基督也是死的
，Then we are dead Christians。
这个不是我说的，是主说的。
I didn't say it. The Lord said it。
因为主说我是真葡萄树。
Because the Lord said I am the true vine。
你们是枝子
，You are branches.
我父是栽培的人
，My father is the gardener.
凡不住在我里面的，这个枝子它就要枯干。
If you do not abide in me, the branch will wither away.
为什么缘故呢
？Why?
因为我们这个生命一定要跟生命的源头接起来。
Because our life must be joined to the source of life.
那么这个相接的、接通的这个最重要的这个管道，就是我们的祷告。
And the channel to connect to the source is our prayer.
所以你没有祷告，你跟主接不起来了。
If you do not have prayer, you are disconnected from the Lord.
一个基督徒什么时候开始他是？下退了。
When does a Christian begin to slide back?
开始就是说他不祷告。
When it begins with the lack of prayer.
如果那个什么都没有祷告，到最后至少的吃饭以前祷告一下的话，那个是已经到一个什么程度了？
If you get to a point the Christian only pray a little bit before meal.
因为神给我们那一个生命是一个交通的生命。
God give us a life which is a life of fellowship.
所以约翰一书告诉我们说
Therefore, 1 John said,
人到那起初原有的道
concerning the word of the in the beginning,
就是我们看亲眼看过亲手摸过的呢
Which we have seen and we have touched.
因为我们也是亲耳听过的。
And we have heard.
现在我们把这一个生命的道传给你们。
Now we pass on this word of life unto you.
道是神那个生命。
The word is the life of God.
主说，你们不要为那地外的食物劳力。
The Lord said, do not labor for the food that will perish.
要为不能朽坏的那个食物劳力。
But labor for the food that will not perish.
我的话就是灵，就是生命。
My word is spirit, is life.
所以主把这个道传给我们，就是把他的话进到我们里面，成为我们的生命。
The Lord gave us His word, namely, He gave the word into us to become our life.
他传给我们以后呢，是我们可以跟大家相交。
Once it's given to us, then we can have fellowship with each other.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们没有那个生命，我们是无法相交的。
Without this life, we cannot fellowship with each other.
那我们不光是我们 弟兄姊妹在一起相交。
Then not only that we fellowship with each other，
而且我们是跟父跟他的儿子相交。
We also fellowship with the Father and His Son。
所以这个相交，生命里的交通，是你有在你里面的生命，在我里面的生命，那个就是道，也是基督的生命在我们里面。我们可以互相交通，而且我们必须跟父跟儿子能相交。
This fellowship depends on the life that's in you and is in me. We can fellowship with each other, then we can fellowship with above.
凡不结果子的，我的父就要剪掉。
If we, as a branch, does not bear fruit, the Father will trim it away.
剪去。
Will cut it off.
剪去以后，这个就是生命的断绝。
Then the person is removed from the Holy Spirit.
在旧约里面常讲了，凡不听耶和华的律法的，就他就要剪除。
In the Old Testament, it always says that if a person does not listen to the law of the Lord, it will be cut off.
那么，如果我们今天犯了罪，不肯悔改
，Today if we have sinned and are not willing to repent.
教会对这样不肯悔改、犯罪而不肯悔改的唯一个办法，没有别的，就是跟他解除。
The only thing church can do concerning these people is to cut them off.
所谓剪除，不是把他杀了。
To cut off, it doesn't mean to kill.
是在我们属灵这个交通里面断掉。
Is to remove from the fellowship.
所以今天撒旦如果只要做到一点，你跟神的交通已经断断续续，好像连好像不连的这样情况底下，再加一下把你磕断了，他就能够胜过我们。
The devil is satisfied if he can tempt us to have only an intermittent fellowship with the Father.
如果我们一直保持在这个交通里
，if we can maintain that fellowship，
撒旦阴间的权势胜不过我们。
The power of darkness will not prevail.
那么我今天下午要讲两类的祷告。
Now, this afternoon, we want to talk about two kinds of prayer.
一类的祷告，也可以说是我们生命交通的祷告。
The first is the prayer of the fellowship in life.
第二类的祷告。
The second kind.
是我们侍奉的祷告。
Is our prayer in service.
是祷告的侍奉。
Is our service in prayer.
我们已经讲过了。
We have already mentioned.
真正要侍奉神。
To truly serve God.
要用祷告来侍奉神。
We have to serve him with our prayer.
很需要这个侍奉的人也有一个成长的过程。
First, this person who serves must go through the process of growth.
好像我们昨天，我们的李弟兄就告诉我们。
Yesterday, Brother Lee mentioned to us.
到了最后，我们的祷告要有征战的祷告。
Toward the end, he mentioned that our prayer would be involved in the spiritual warfare.
我们有一个祷告是要把出城神的国度早日降临在地上。
Our prayer is to pray that thy kingdom come.
那你要去做一个打仗的战争的祷告的话。
Now to be involved in this battle of prayer.
那你必须你是个成长的人。
You must be one who is growing.
我的家里有两个孙子。
I have two grandchildren.
一个八岁，一个六岁。
One is 8 year old, another is 6.
如果说外面有强盗进来了，我说动员起来，你们小心，外面有强盗要进来，你们要跟他打，
If a robber is going to get into the house, I'm going to activate these two kids and say we're going to fight the robbers.
你想他们能行吗?
Now, do you think that they can do anything?
他们不去打人,
they will not go to fight the robber, they probably come to fight me.
他们也是学了两下, 那个柔道, 以后学来, 拿这个爷爷来做, 做这个对手。
They have learned a little bit of judo and they will always take me as their sub-object.
我说你也不要小轻看爷爷, 你们还不行的。
I told them, don't consider me very old and weak, I can do something.
为什么缘故今天教会软弱?
Why is it that church is so weak today?
仇敌在那边不断地在进攻教会。
Enemy is attacking the church all the time.
而教会很多的弟兄姊妹毫无感觉。
But many brothers and sisters in the church do not feel it.
那么有一个原因就是说我们的属灵的生命没有成长到能够打仗的地步。
There is one reason, simply we do not grow to the point that we are mature enough to be involved in warfare.
在教会里面有三种人。
In the church there are three kinds of people.
这就是老约翰告诉我们说我写信给你们小子们啊。
This is what the Apostle John wrote to, and he mentioned to the little ones.
小子们啊,
the little ones.
小子们有什么特别呢?
What's the characteristic of the little one?
他认识父,
they know the Father.
你如果连父都不认识,
if you don't even know the Father,
那你不是神的孩子,
then you are not a child of God.
我的小孙子虽然小,但是他父亲认识的。
My grandchildren, they are young, but at least they know their father.
但是他的爷爷却不太清楚。
But they don't know the grandfather very well.
他有的时候说,爷爷,我要告诉我的爸爸。
Sometimes they will say, Dad, Granddad, I'm going to tell this to my dad.
我说,你知道爷爷是谁?
Do you know who grandfather is?
我说爷爷是你爸爸的爸爸。Grandfather
is the daddy of your daddy.
这个他一听，他后来去问了。So
they went to ask the father.
后来一问，他是真的。Oh,
we find out it's true.
那以后对我就客气的多了。So
now they have more respect to me.
那不是他小，他至少认得他的父亲，是不是？They
are young. He is young, but at least he knows his father.
少年人们啊,
then the young man,
我写信给你们,
I write to you,
因为你们刚强,
because you are strong,
神的道在你们里面,
the word of God is in you,
你们也胜过了恶者,
you have overcome the evil one.
哦, 所以少年人啊,
the young man,
但是少年人不是按照肉体的年龄来算的,
but it's not counted based on your physical age.
有些少年人的确是少年人,
some young men are indeed young,
但是他属灵的情况底下他还是baby,
but his spiritual condition are just like the babies.
所以这个少年人是从属灵生命来讲他已经有主的道他能够刚强他能够胜过那恶者。
So young men in 1 John he's talking about those who are spiritually strong. They know the word and they can enter into the battle.
那么他怎么能够变成刚强了呢?
Well, how can they become so strong?
因为他不断地有喂养。
Because they are fed.
那还有一类是老年人。
Then there's the elders.
老年人啊, 我写父老啊, 我写信给你们。
Elders, I write to you,
因为你们认识那起初缘由的,
because you know the one from the beginning.
所以一个年轻的来跟我讲, 你们老年人没有什么用处, 光认识那起初缘由的。
A young man came to me and said, you old people, you are very much useless because you only know the one from the beginning. They feel the young men are strong.
神的道是我们里面,
the word of God is in us. And we have overcome the evil one. And what's special about you elderly?
你们老年人就是说认识那种基础原有的。
The elders only know the one from the beginning.
认识从基础原有的, 就是约翰,就是老约翰。
The John is an elderly.
能到那起初原有生命的道, 他认识。
And he knows the word from the word of life from the beginning.
实际上生命最成熟是, 到最后, 他能够认识我们的主耶稣基督。
The most mature life is to know our Lord Jesus Christ.
不要因为认识 主耶稣基督是一个简单的事。
No, do not consider the knowledge of Christ Jesus as a simple matter.
今天许多问题就是因为他不认识我们这位主。
Many problems today is because people do not know the Lord.
你真的能够认识了那种起初原有的。
If you truly know the one from the very beginning,
你是个长老。
Then you are an elder.
不过长老不是年纪大了一定长老。
It doesn't mean that when you get older, you become an elder automatically. It means that your spirit, in your spiritual life, you truly know the Lord.
那么现在有一类的祷告,
now, there's the one kind of prayer.
这一类的祷告是叫我们生命不断地成长。
Is to lead to constant growth of our lives.
你没有这一类的祷告的话, 你生命不会成长。
If you don't have this kind of prayer, your life will not grow.
那么你这一类成长, 至少你要有这个, 这一类祷告, 就是说, 圣经告诉我们是, 要不住的祷告。
Then you must have this kind of prayer for your growth, and that is to pray without ceasing.
哎呀,许多时候想,这个不住的祷告可能是最高的祷告了。Sometimes
we will think that to pray without ceasing is the highest level of prayer.
所以我转过一些教会,看过好多弟兄姊妹,他们的问题常常是一个,我们怎样能够
I visit many churches and see many brothers and sisters. They always have the question, how do we maintain a prayer without ceasing?
不住的祷告,就是不停的祷告。
To pray continually means to pray without ceasing.
那有些弟兄姊妹觉得为难。So
brother and sister feel it's very difficult.
你叫我早上祷告,早一点起来祷告,晚上还祷告,睡觉一些祷告,哎呀,这已经是相当困难了。 Now
you ask me to pray in the morning, and then pray in the evening, pray before I go to bed, that's already very hard.
现在你要叫我们不住地祷告。Now
you ask me to pray without ceasing?
不停地祷告。Continuously?
那怎么做得到? How can that be possible?
我们要不要做事的?
Don't we have to do some work?
那跟你们老年的时候,什么事也不做了,你可以不住地祷告。
Possibly you old people, you don't have to do anything, you can pray constantly.
我们不行啊。But
we cannot do that.
两个孩子已经够受了。We
have two children, that's a lot of work.
还有很多其他的事情呢。There
are many other chores.
哪有功夫静下来祷告啊?
How do I find time to settle down and pray?
但是保罗告诉我们说,
But Paul said,
要常常喜乐,
Rejoice always.
不住地祷告,
Pray without ceasing.
凡事谢恩,
Give thanks in all things.
这是神在基督耶稣里向我们所定的旨意。
This is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
这些圣经是我后来是怎么找出来的呢?
How did I find this scripture?
因为那时候主说, 凡称呼我主啊,主啊的人不能住进天国。
Because the Lord said, those who call upon me, Lord, Lord, cannot all enter into the kingdom.
唯一都真心和父旨意的人才能进去。
Only those who conduct the will of God.
我想这个倒是重要。
So I thought this is important.
到那个时候，不是有人说主啊主啊，我不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行各样异能。到了主说我不认识。
When that, on that day, many will come to the Lord and said, Oh Lord, we have preached the word, or cast out demon, or performed wonders in your name.
所以主说,
But the Lord said, I do not know you. Therefore, not everyone who calls upon the Lord can enter into the kingdom of God.
那个不要弄错了，不要以为是主啊主啊，都不能进天国，没有这样说。
He didn't say that, Lord, Lord, you can all not into the, enter into the kingdom.
是不能都进天国。
He says, not all of you.
有的人称呼主啊主啊的人，可是他也遵行神的旨意。
Some call upon him Lord, and also they do the will of the Father.
那么他可以进天国。
Then they can enter into the kingdom.
但是主啊主啊的，他不遵行神的旨意的话。
But if a person just call upon him as the Lord, but they do not do the will of the Father,
那不能度进天国。 They
will not be able to enter into the kingdom.
所以我就说，那么神的旨意很重要。Therefore,
it's so important to know the will of the Father.
一弄到要神要明白神的旨意的时候，哎呀，这又困难了。Now
to know the will of Father is very difficult.
那么究竟这个是不是神的旨意？
Is this the will of God?
那个是不是神的旨意？
Is that the will of God?
有些年轻的弟兄姊妹来问我的，我最怕回答一个问题就是，丁弟兄，你告诉我哪一个是神要将来跟我在一块儿的？
Many, I'm most troubled when a young person will come to me and ask me, Brother Dean, who will be my future mate?
那我说你祷告咯。
I said, go to pray.
那我祷告完了以后，我还弄不清楚啊，这个是不是他，是不是是啊？
A person said, I have prayed, but I still, it's not clear to me.
所以这个。
So it is very difficult.
我说到这里，我就想起那个尖叫七七中介的，有一个是CT Studd，有一个英国的一个尖叫大学的那个，哎。
I remember among Cambridge Seven.
哎，那么中间有一个叫 C.T. Studd.
One of them is C.T. Studd.
对，那时候他后来从尖叫大学毕业以后，他奉献自己，要到中国去。When
he graduated from Cambridge University, he offered himself for service in China.
在那个船上的时候啊。 他先遇见了一个姊妹是救世军的。While
he was on the ship, he met a sister from Salvation Army.
那个救世军的，他那时候还没有25岁。At
that time, he was not quite 25 yet.
不过他那时碰见这位姊妹的时候。But
when he met the sister,
他就给他写了封信。He
wrote to her.
他说，我觉得这是神的旨意。 你将来要嫁给我。
He wrote to her, I feel it's the will of God that someday you will marry me.
那个姊妹收到这封信,
The sister received this letter,
回了一封信,
and she wrote back to him.
她说,我觉得神的旨意是不嫁给你。
I feel it is the will of God that I do not marry you.
那么你碰到这样情况的时候，你怎么办呢？
So when you run into a situation like this, what would you do?
那弟兄就说，你那个感觉是错的。
The brother will say, well, your feeling inside is wrong.
我这个感觉是对的。
My feeling is right.
最后他们是结婚了。
In the end, they got married.
那我想这些啊, 你怎么知道是神的旨意?
Now, how do you know it's the will of God?
很多神的旨意的难处就是我们有自己的意思。
Our difficulty with the will of God is that because we have our own will.
我年轻的时候对这个神的旨意很主意，所以倪弟兄讲了这个怎么明白神的旨意的时候，我很主意他怎么说的。
When I was young, I paid much attention to this matter. Therefore, when Brother Ni was speaking about how to understand the will of God, I paid a lot of attention to it.
他说神，你要明白神的旨意的难处啊，有十个。He
said to know there are 10 difficulties concerning the will of God for us.
一个，两个，三个，四个，五个，六个，七个，八个。He
said there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, 8.
他说最后生了一个就是你自己的意思。And
the last one is your own will.
把你自己的意思去掉了，你就很容易明白神的旨意。If
you remove your own will, it becomes very easy to know the will of God.
但是我想来想去，这个还是靠不住。I
think it over. I said this is still very hard.
所以我最好圣经里有一句明白的讲。 这是你的旨意,好了,
if I can find something in the Bible saying this is God's will and I can just follow it.
哎,
then I found this verse.
这个话学生我们念的,
that's what we just mentioned. And this is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 through 18.
要常常喜乐,
rejoice always.
不住地祷告,
pray without ceasing.
凡事谢恩,
give thanks in all things.
这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
This is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
啊, 我说最清楚了。
I said this is clear.
因为有的旨意也许跟我们关系不大。
Because some of the will has little to do with us.
但是这个讲得清清楚楚，这是神在基督耶稣里向我们所定的那个旨意。
But this is spelled out very clearly that this is God's will for us in Christ Jesus.
而且呢，就是三句，很简单。
And only three things involved here.
很多圣经难背。
Many Bible verses are hard to memorize, but this is easy.
常常喜乐,
rejoice always.
不住地祷告,
pray without ceasing.
凡事谢恩,
give thanks in all things.
好了，那些是清楚了。
Now, that's very clear.
我就天天喜乐,
therefore, I maintain my joy daily.
常常喜乐,
to rejoice always.
不住地祷告,
pray without ceasing.
哦，不住的祷告。
Well, to pray continuously.
凡事谢恩。
To give thanks in all things.
我觉得原来说这个很简单。
I thought it was simple.
后来我发现很难。
Then I found out it's very difficult.
常常喜乐。
To rejoice always.
我喜乐。
I'm very happy. I rejoice. I have the joy.
你真喜乐吗?
Are you really? Rejoicing.
你里面有喜乐,
you can only rejoice if you have the true joy in you.
你里面没有喜乐,
if you don't have the joy from within, your smile looks awful. So I thought that's hard.
不住地祷告,
pray without ceasing.
那怎么不住地祷告呢?
But how do we do that?
起来祷告,
when you rise, you pray.
这个我已经早就有了,一得救以后我养成了一个习惯。
Now ever since I was saved, I have this habit.
起来一定祷告,
When I get up, I pray.
睡觉以前一定祷告。
Before I go to bed, I pray.
这个养成习惯的有个好处。
I have this habit, it's very beneficial.
你到了这个时候你就去祷告。
When it's time, you pray.
你不祷告好像少了一个事情。
If you don't pray, you don't feel comfortable.
吃饭祷告。
Before the meal, I pray.
这个是基督徒家庭啊，都差不多都有。
Every Christian family will practice this.
可是不住的祷告是怎么祷告？
But how do you pray without ceasing?
后来这个哈斯摩安德烈弟兄帮助我解决这个问题。
Then I read the writing of Andrew Murray, and that helped me.
摩安德烈学告诉我们。 我们要住在基督里面。
Andrew Murray wrote, "Abide in Christ."
你住在基督里面。
If you abide in Christ,
好像葡萄树枝子是结在葡萄树上一样。
As the branch is connected to the true vine,
让他住在你里面。
So he abides in you.
你老跟他讲话。
You can speak to him always.
不过呢。 他告诉你要跟主住在一起，最少有个三个基本条件。But
he said there are three conditions if you are to abide in Christ.
他住在你里面，你住在他里面，你们两个究竟谁做主？
He abides in you, and you abide in him. Who is Lord?
所以夫妻两个人啊，如果没有个头，没有一个顺服的。 这个很难的是非常非常好的。
That's why during a marriage between husband and wife, one must be the head and the other must be submissive, otherwise there will be trouble.
那么究竟谁听谁的呢？
Now who should be listening to the other?
我们跟主在一起的时候，你听主的呢，还是主听你的？
When we are with the Lord, do we listen to him or he listen to us?
究竟听谁的？
Who should be the listener?
当然，你不讲我也知道，当听主的了。Of
course, you know the answer. Everyone should be listening to the Lord.
如果你说，哎，当主要听我的了，这个不行的了。You
cannot say the Lord ought to be listening to me.
但是实际上，我们很多时候教会不听主的。But
in reality, the church so often will not listen to the Lord.
我们商量一下子，我们以后去哪一天。 去旅游去的时候啊，那时候求主啊，我们要去旅游，你听见了没有？那天天气你要保住啊。Sometimes
we'll,
我们路上要是一定要平安啊。Sometimes
we'll just have a discussion. We set a day for a field trip, and we tell the Lord, "Now that's the day we're going. You give us a good weather."
这样祷告行不行啊？
Is that a good prayer?
主听不听呢？
Will the Lord listen to it?
哎，我们的主真好，那天天气特别好。
The Lord is so kind and gracious to give you a good weather.
但是我们真的要跟主常在一起，有一个特别要求，我们一定要听他的。But
if we are to abide with the Lord, the first thing we are to do is to listen to him, to obey him.
我们要一定听他，有一个难处，我们这个天然的人啊，这个己是不太听话的。
But our natural man, this self, would not obey.
天然就有一个骄傲。
We naturally have the pride.
天然有一个悖逆。
We have the rebellion.
以色列人就是清楚看见以色列人悖逆。
The people in the history of the people of Israel, we clearly see this.
他不听。
They will not listen to the Lord.
我们基督徒，神的儿女，是不是很听话？
We as the children of God, do we listen to the Lord and obey Him?
如果你听话就好。If
you obey, that'll be fine.
那么，摩安德烈告诉我们说，你第一个你一定要听他。Andrew
Murray said, first thing you are to listen and obey.
第二，你一定要绝对的谦卑。
Secondly, you ought to be absolutely humble.
因为你谦卑才能柔和。
Because only when you are humble, you can be meek.
你谦卑、柔和、能够顺服，不光是这样。 你还要第三个，你要绝对的投降。
And thirdly, you ought to absolutely surrender yourself.
太好了，你翻译的这个。
这个不会翻译。
绝对的投降。
Absolutely surrender.
有的时候我们跟主争了半天，好像是雅各跟那个天使摔跤摔到个半夜，还到了最后大腿摸了一把，没有办法了。这样才投降，是不是？
So often we struggle with the Lord as if we were Jacob struggling with the angel.
要求我们在主的面前能够彻底的投降。
We ought to completely surrender ourselves.
这一个事情主说了，我就听。
If the Lord has said so, I will obey.
那么这个就是跟我们跟主能够住在一起。
And this will enable us to abide in Christ.
你不要以为这个是很容易。
Oh, don't think this is very simple or easy.
但是如果你真肯这样做的话，你很快就住进去。
But if you are willing, you can very quickly abide in Him.
你还不知道我们这个天然力量有多大。
You may not know how strong is our natural ability or will.
有个姊妹去问我，她说：“丁弟兄，我真不明白，雅各跟天使摔跤，呵，最后那个天使怎么说？你跟人跟神摔跤都打赢了。”她说：“他居然把神都打赢了。
A sister came to ask me, how come that Jacob, wrestled with the angel could overcome?
我说你不要奇怪啊。
I told her, do not be surprised.
很多的时候，主有一个意思，有一个感动，要你去传福音，要你起来睡，起来祷告，要你怎么做什么时候，你那个。天然的这个人，你不一定听话的。
So often the Lord will give you a burden, ask you to preach gospel or to rise and pray. You have a natural desire to resist.
许多的时候，人都不太问这个，这是不是神的旨意？到有一个圣灵感动你，这个人你应该给他传福音的时候，马上问问主啊，这是不是你的旨意啊？
So, usually we will not ask if this matter is the will of God. But when the Spirit burdens us to share the gospel with this person, then immediately we will say, Lord, is this the will of God?
当圣灵感动你的时候，看见弟兄姊妹有缺乏，你应该帮助他的时候啊，哎呀，这是不是圣灵感动我的，还是他有没有需要啊？
When the Spirit moves you to support or help a brother or sister in need, you will immediately ask,Is this the will of God? Is it true that he or she is in need?
当神感动你的时候，应该为这个事情好好祷告的时候，你是不是听话？
When the Lord burdens you to pray for this matter, do you really obey and listen to him?
很多时候我们叫圣灵担忧。
Sometimes we grieve the Spirit.
因为我们消灭圣灵的感动。
Because we remove the burden of the Holy Spirit.
很多的时候我们神要我们这样，我们要反对的时候，常常是圣灵挡败了。
When sometimes the Spirit of God will move us in this direction, we resist and the Spirit is quenched.
所以实际上那个不住的祷告呢，不是一个形式的祷告。
Therefore, to pray without ceasing is not a formality.
如果要形式的祷告，这个形式祷告都是传统传下来的。
The formality of the prayer is part of tradition.
有一次有一个弟兄就跟我讲，丁弟兄，我就发现我们那个一个团契里面的这个。祷告的时候，我就发现有一个弟兄，他不闭眼睛，到处乱看。
A brother came to me and said, when we pray in our fellowship, there's a fellow, he will not close his eyes, he will look around all the time.
我心里想，那你怎么看见他
？I wonder how did you find this out？
不过他先跟我说了，我本来想纠正他，后来他说，你想圣经里啊有没有根据说祷告非得闭眼睛
？He said I was going to correct him. Then I wonder if there's anywhere in the Bible said we should pray close our eyes when we pray。
你哪个圣经里看找出了一个例子说祷告一定闭眼睛的
？Can you find an example in the Bible that you ought to close your eyes when you pray？
主耶稣祷告时是举目望天的。
When the Lord prayed, he looked up to heaven。
这个闭了个眼睛祷告，圣经里倒的确没有。
Whether it's spelled out in the Bible that we should close the eyes？
比方。那个九正在皇帝面前，皇帝说：“你怎么最近这个脸色不对啊？你心里一定有愁苦。”那时候他马上害怕，立刻在心里去祷告。
You remember the cupbearer for the king? The king noticed that his face doesn't look right and asked him, "Are you troubled with something inside?" The cupbearer immediately became very afraid. He began to pray.
那么他在心里祷告时，是不是闭眼睛的
？Now did he close his eyes when he prayed？
那眼睛一闭，肯定他恐怕的头都要割掉了。
Now if he closed his eyes before the king, his head be chopped off。
心里祷告神，是不是啊
？When you pray in your heart to God，
他一定不闭眼睛。
You don't need to close your eyes。
所以我们任何的时候都可以，都可以祷告。
Therefore, you can pray all the time。
你可以一面做工，一面可以祷告。
You can pray while you are working。
这个祷告就是心的祷告。
And this is the prayer from your heart。
这个祷告好像呼吸一样。
The prayer is like a breath, a
breathing。因为我们有一个生命跟天上是通的。
Because our life is connected to heaven。
我们随时随刻可以向他祷告。
We can pray anytime and anywhere。
所以这个祷告实际上讲起来。是我们叫我们生命成长的祷告。
Therefore, this kind of prayer will promote the growth of our spiritual life.
你如果你是经常保持跟主，凡事借着祷告祈求感谢，把说你说要的都告诉神的话。
If you have such a prayer, all things you will tell the Lord through prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving.
这样，你的生命就成长。
Then your life will grow.
因为这是不住的祷告，是好像我们不住的呼吸一样。
To pray without ceasing is like our continuous breathing before the Lord.
那么这样，不是你平常一天跪在那边，坚持祷告两天三天，你就长大了。
It's not saying that you have to kneel down there, take a fast and pray for 2 days, 3 days, and you will grow.
你养成一个爱慕主。
But you have a desire to love the Lord.
亲近主。
To be drawn near to Him.
你向他，他心是单纯的。
Your heart toward Him is simple or single.
是真的。
It's true.
我们在神面前，你在人面前可以有隐私，但在神面前不可能有隐私，因为你隐不住。
You may be able to hide secrets from men, but you can never hide anything from the Lord.
如果你在神面前有隐私的话，你交通一定不行。
If you have anything you try to hide before Him, your fellowship will fail.
因为我们跟神中间是完全交通的话，是没有隐私。
Because if we have this open channel to Him, then there should have no blockage.
那么这样的祷告是个新的祷告呢？
So,
就不是。你要想祷告用什么话来跟他讲。
So this is a prayer from your heart, not that you go through your mind and think of what to say.
哎呀，我有的时候真的，有的人祷告是的确是非常好听。
Sometimes I will listen to people's prayer and they pray beautifully.
很全面。
It covers everything.
他祷告的又很长
，and their prayer is very lengthy。
但是完了以后，我就是说他在跟神讲道。
But at the end, I feel they are preaching to the Lord.
神啊，你知道我们是什么羊，我们是什么羊子，我们要怎么样？哦，他神好像不知道，你要跟他讲。
They always tell the Lord, "Oh, we are like this, and you ought to do this," and as if the Lord doesn't know.
我们向神祷告是心向着神祷告。
When we pray to the Lord, is to pray from our heart.
你是怎么想的，就是怎么跟神。
Whatever comes to your mind, your how you feel in your heart, you speak to Him.
这是心的祷告。
This is the heart, the prayer of the heart.
最近我收到一封信。
I received a letter.
是个姊妹写信。
A sister wrote.
她说我最近有一年没有跟你写信了，这一年中间发生了一些变化。
She said it's been a year that I did not write, and now all these things have happened.
她说现在我已经有个工作，工作要加班，很辛苦。那么我的同事就说：“你何必那么辛苦呢？赚了钱，去吃吃喝喝吧。”
So, I have a job now, and it's very hard. I have to work overtime. And my colleagues say, "Why do you work so hard? You have earned money. Just take pleasure."
那么他就跟他吃喝玩乐。
So she said, "I spend a lot of time and eat and drink."
那么里面觉得很空虚。
But I feel empty inside.
他说不光是得罪神，也浪费了时间。
Not only that I sin against God, I also waste the time.
那么后来怎么办呢？
What to do then?
好像回不来了。
It's as if that she cannot return.
所以这时候啊，他说神实在是有慈爱。
But the Lord is so loving and kind.
他看我可怜。
The Lord have mercy on me.
那么我在神他的面前就哭。
I cried before the Lord.
我就跟他讲。
Talk to the Lord.
他说我在他的面前哭，在他的面前讲，我把我所有的感情，所有的感觉都跟他讲。
I cried before him and I just spoke to him and I just poured out all my feelings.
哎，什么事情我都跟他讲。
I talked to him about everything.
因为他说后来就回来了。
Then I returned.
啊，你原来祷告那么容易的。
Oh, it's so easy to pray.
我们好像觉得祷告很难。
Sometimes we feel to pray is difficult.
特别是觉得要做一个属灵的祷告很困难。
Especially when we think of a spiritual prayer.
但是实际上
，But in reality,
真正的从心里的祷告，就是我们真实的情况向神吐露。
The prayer of the heart is to pour out the true condition in our heart.
所以要跟神在一起的时候，其实最简单，越像小孩子。
So when we are with the Lord, the simplest thing to do is to be like a child.
越像小孩子啊，那么单纯依靠，完全像到神那样。你却很容易跟神学住在一起。
To be pure and simple before the Lord as a child, you totally depend on Him, then it's very easy to have fellowship.
那个，你因为跟主一碰上的话，你一定有喜乐。
Once you are in contact with the Lord, you will truly will have the joy.
那是因为我们的主是真的。
Because God is true.
我们所领受的恩膏是真的，不是假的。
The anointing is true.
如果你里面真的是因着你是单纯的向着神，如果你得罪神，你就向他面前哭。
If you are very pure in coming to the Lord, if you feel you have sinned, you just cry to Him.
你承认你的得罪他。
Confess that you have sinned against Him.
神一定安慰你。
The Lord will comfort you.
一定也赦免我们的罪。
He will forgive your sin.
而且一定也将神的喜乐赐给我们。
And will restore the joy unto you.
所以这样的祷告是一个新的祷告。
So this is a prayer from the heart.
不吃力的。
It's not difficult.
不用费力的。
You don't have to waste a lot of strength.
我们有没有人？担心我们到了晚上时候忘记呼吸了怎么办
？Did anyone worry that when you fall asleep, you do not know how to breathe?
哎呀，这个白天不呼吸不行的。
But of course, during the day, you have to breathe.
不呼吸怎么活不成的?
You, without the breathing, you will die.
那么到了晚上时候睡觉了，忘记呼吸怎么办?
But at night, when you fall asleep, you say, if I forget breathing, what happened?
你不用担心的，这是多余的。
You don't have to worry about it.
因为你只要活着，你学会呼吸。
Because as a living person, you automatically will breathe.
如果你呼吸很困难，那倒多半有病。
Now, if you have some physical ailment, of course, you will breathe hard.
所以一个正常成长的神的孩子，那个祷告是不困难的。
So if a child of God who grows normally, it's very easy for him or her to pray to the Father.
如果你觉得主耶稣这个名字已经不能够感动你的心了。
If the name of Jesus Christ the Lord will not touch your heart anymore,
你觉得主耶稣你的讨厌了,
you will feel that he is a trouble.
哦, 那你是可怜了,
then it's so pitiful.
所以这一类的祷告, 就是不住的祷告, 是心的祷告。
So to pray without ceasing is a matter from the heart.
你不用担心的,
you don't have to worry about it.
你不用担心你不会结果子,
you don't have to worry that you will not bear fruit.
葡萄树, 枝枝结在葡萄树上, 它自然就要结果子。
The branch is connected to the true vine, then automatically it will bear fruit.
如果我们跟神那个关系接着不住的祷告, 一直跟他有联系, 你不用担心,
if we have a relationship with God through this continuous communion, then you don't have to worry that you will not bear fruit.
讲完这个我去讲,
now, we'll talk about the next topic, assuming that you have grown.
因为你已经不住地跟主交通, 不住地有经历, 所以你慢慢学认识了我们的主。
You have this continued fellowship or communion with the Lord, and you have grown up.
那是一定会长的。
Then you must grow.
有的时候我们出去以后, 一说, 哎呀，这多少年不见，这长这么大了。
Sometimes we take a long trip, we come back, and so the child has grown.
一样，如果我们一直是活在跟主有交通的那个正常情况底下，你一定成长的。If
we live under this normal communion with the Lord, then we will grow.
等到你成长的时候，那我们就可神学要求我们借着祷告来侍奉他。Now
as we grow, like into maturity, then God will want us to serve through prayer.
那么这个就是我们还有一个题目，就是大祭司的祷告。So
this is our second part, the prayer of the high priest.
我们现在也要做祭司，不是？
We talk about priesthood, don't we?
我们不是大祭司，但是我们也是祭司。We
are not high priests, but we are all priests.
大祭司有很多的事情要做。Oh,
now there are many things for a high priest to do.
但是有一样，今天我们在讲大祭司有一样事情，对我们来讲非常重要。
But there is one thing concerning the high priest is very important to us.
因为就像希伯来书告诉我们一样,
as is written in the book of Hebrews,
我们有了这一位超过诸天的神的儿子，作为神在父神右边成为我们的大祭司。
We have this Son of God who is up in heaven at the right hand of the Father as our high priest.
凡靠着他,
all who through him to come to the Father, he will save them till the end.
因为他是长远活着,
because he is always living, praying for them.
替谁祈求?
For whom?
替我们祈求,
for us.
你相信不相信，其实主耶稣在天上，他不是坐在那边没有事情做。
Do you think that the Lord Jesus is sitting in heaven and nothing to do?
他是通着圣灵，在我们中间，在我们个人里面，他是一直在那边关心我们。Through
the Holy Spirit, He is constantly in us and pay attention to us.
你相信不相信，撒旦是昼夜不停地在神的面前来控告我们的？Do
you believe that Satan is continuously day and night accusing us in before the throne?
他现在还有这个权利。Now
he still have that privilege.
他可以到神面前去控告我们。He
can still go to the throne and accuse us.
所以他是个控告者。He
is the accuser.
我告诉你，撒旦是个很坏很坏的这个东西。He
is very, very bad.
我们所有犯罪，离开神做什么，都是背后他在那边弄的。What
we sin, we depart from God, is all because of Satan.
哎，做完了以后，你犯了罪了，他去报告去。After
that, we have committed sin, and he will go to report.
看看看看你的孩子，你们的孩子，在地上做的什么事情？
And he will report, look at these children of yours on the earth, they are doing all these things.
你还可以祝福他吗?
How can you bless them?
你还能怎么样吗?
How can you do these things to them?
你看他已经离开你了,
See the children of
yours
from you, they are sinning.
他已经不要你,
they have departed from you.
所以他是不断地在那边控告。
Continuously, he is accusing us.
那么主耶稣在那边做什么?
But the Lord Jesus is there.
他替我们祈求。
He will make intercession for us.
你以为这个好像是一个理论的东西，是不是？
You think this is a theory.
你知道不知道耶稣在那边替我祷告？
Now, do you know Lord Jesus is praying for you there?
这里没有钟的。现在多少时间？我到什么时候？只有二十分钟了。
It's 4:40. We have 20 minutes to go.
我们的大祭司，他的祷告是我们的保障。Lord
Jesus is our high priest, and his prayer is our protection.
为了这个缘故，我要做一个见证，说我们今天蒙保守，主在天上，所以一直。 做大祭司，他活着替我们祈求。I
want to give a testimony to show you that the Lord Jesus is living. He is our high priest. He is protecting us.
那时候我比较年轻。I
was young then.
高中、大学、医学院毕业。Just
graduated from medical school.
是1945年。It
was the year of 1945.
日本投降的那。
That was the year the Japanese surrendered.
那时候毕业是1944年，我到了重庆一个地方。
That was 1944, and I graduated. I went to Chongqing.
因为我那个工作的地方是因为日本快要投降了，所以我高中大学刚毕业，就调到那个军医的管理军医的最高的一个机关。
The war was about to end. I was graduating, and they assigned me to the military medical corps headquarters.
这叫军医署。
Is the headquarters.
那么我在大学是在成都，这个军医署在重庆。
Now my university is in the city of Chengdu. And this military headquarters is in the city of Chongqing.
那我一毕业以后呢，就调到重庆来。Now
as soon as I graduated, I was assigned to Chongqing.
不过那个时候啊，成都到重庆啊没有铁路。Now
there was no railroad between Chengdu and Chongqing then.
更没有飞机。No
airplane, of course.
每天大概有100汽车。 这个汽车是24个座位，一天只有一颗。
But there's only one bus route, and one bus will travel each day with 24 seats on it.
所以我要一毕业，马上要调到重庆去，这个交通这个很困难。
So I graduated, and the assignment was immediate, and this transportation was very difficult.
说了也是很可怜，基督徒太老实了。
You know, as a Christian, we're so honest.
我最后的那一天是值夜班。
The last day at the university, it was my night shift.
那是做 internship. 就是这个实习医生最后的一个晚上。Was
the last day of my internship.
来了个好几个急诊。And
there was a number of emergencies.
我一直忙到天亮。I
was working and working till day till dawn.
我所有同班同学都走光了。And
all my classmates have left.
我是收到最后的那一个晚上。That
was the last night at the university.
到了第二天呢，我去到。 饭桌去吃饭的时候，那个管理员说：“你毕业了，没有饭的。”The
next morning, I went to the dining hall, and the clerk said, "You have graduated. There's no meal for you anymore."
没有饭吃，也没地方住的了。There's
no meal, and there's no dorm.
你说这个困境啊，所以那时候也是怎么能够到重庆呢？
So I thought everything is so hard. How do I get to Chongqing?
那么正好，感谢主，那些弟兄姊妹说，有一个车啊，从重庆开到成都，把货运到成都，卸完了以后，空车要回重庆。他认得这个司机，他说，你就乘他的车回去吧。
My brother and sister told me that there is a cargo truck, coming from Chongqing. When they unload all the cargo, the empty truck will go back, and you can, I know the driver, you can hitch a ride.
那么我就坐了这个车回到了重庆。
So I got on the truck and arrived in Chongqing.
以后呢，我在重庆去上班了。Then
I went to the office, begin my work.
那以后呢，我就去聚会了。
Then after that, I tried to find the assembly place and begin the meeting.
那时候也是真很可怜。山上到城里去聚会的地方去聚会，回来啊，都是晚上啊，没有灯，我穷的买个手电的钱也没有。
Now that time, my office was up on the hill, and we have to go into the city for the meetings. After the meeting at night, it was totally dark. I didn't even have the money to buy a flashlight.
那一天聚会完了，我非常开心。That
day after the meeting, I was very joyful.
我是一路走的时候一个人，一路走的时候。I
walked back by myself.
我要做一个良心无愧的，一个在主面前是一个。
I walked back with joy and I said, I want to be a Christian who is blameless, who is overcoming victorious.
我想，我很多事情都是非常小心，凡事不义的我都不做了。
I'm very careful of everything, all the unrighteousness I will not do anymore.
写个信，如果是我私人的信，我一定用我自己的信封。
If I write a personal letter, I will not use the letterhead from the office, I will put on my own stamp.
凡事不亏欠人嘛,
I will not owe people anything.
正在得意的时候啊,
well, I was just so excited.
我清楚，很清楚，看不见，但是我清楚这是撒旦者。
It was very dark, I couldn't see anything, but I knew clearly it was the attack of the enemy.
他说，哦，你真的是这么无可责备吗？
I could feel that he was saying, are you truly so blameless?
我说是啊。
I said, yes. It was very foolish to talk to Satan. So he said, I'll ask you.
你从成都到重庆是怎么来的?
How did you get from Chengdu to Chongqing?
我心里一想,
I thought about it and I feel that I feel trouble.
因为那个叫大黄鱼, 其实不正规的, 你给了钱没有?
Because to get a ride from the empty truck,
我说,
I didn't pay.
我就跟他说没有。
So I told the, that I said I didn't
哇,
pay.
你乘了人家的车, 不付钱, 你还觉得说你那么
So Satan said, you took the right, you did not pay them, and you feel that you're still so righteous?
这下我觉得,哎呀,
so now I thought, what I do? I don't even know where to find the driver.
他立刻给我想起,这个撒旦很厉害,立刻想起给我记得一个故事出来。
Satan is very deceiving. He suddenly caused me to remember this story.
那个故事就是说, 有一个基督徒, 那时候在罗马, 他们逼迫基督徒的时候, 他坐在那个戏院里面, 在看那些野兽跟这个, 也是基督徒, 也是那些奴隶, 那个打仗。
He caused me to remember this story during the persecution of the Christians in the Roman Empire time. This man was sitting in the theater watching the enemy devouring the Christians.
后来这个看的那个基督徒啊,
this Christian who was watching later on was possessed by the demons.
那么后来有弟兄去问这个鬼了。
So someone went to ask the demon,
他是个基督徒,
he is a Christian, how dare you to possess him?
他说, 不是我找他, 他找我的, 他跑到我这儿来了。
The demon said, I did not look for him, he looked for me, he came to me.
所以呢, 他是他自己给我留了个地步。
He himself leave a room for me.
他叫我想起这故事什么意思呢?
Now Satan caused me to remember this story. What does it mean?
好, 现在你良心亏了吧?
Now you are blamed, but you are to be blamed.
你良心亏了, 你做了不义的事情, 还自宁得义, 现在你给我留了地步。
Now you have leave some room for me.
我告诉你, 他就告诉我。
So Satan told me, he said, I tell you,
前面不久, 不远的地方,
just a short distance away,
有一个坟墓,
there is a cemetery.
是个新的坟墓,
it's a new tomb.
在那个路旁边,
just along the side of the road.
我在那里等你,
I'm going to wait for you there.
哎呀, 这时候啊, 已经晚上到了快10点钟的样子。
Now this is already past 10 p.m. at night.
他是那边等我。
He will be waiting for me.
我走过来的时候倒没有注意。
When I walked down to the meeting, I didn't.
他跟我说的时候，我就是远远的， 因为那天有亮光， 远远的看见新的坟墓在是用那个石灰涂起来的， 所以特别显著。
I didn't notice before. Now under the moonlight, I could see it was a new tomb.
那么我想回去,
so I wanted to turn around.
回去你到哪去住?
But if you go back to the city, I don't have a place to stay.
口袋里这个旅馆费钱也没有。
I don't have the money for the hotel.
想绕路。
I want to go around it.
是一个山路, 只有一条路。
But it's a mountain road and it's the only path.
哎呦, 那时旁边也没有弟兄，也没有人。 我一个人在那边，他在那边等我。
Now I was alone and there's no brother and sister with me and the devil is waiting for me.
所以越走越近，越走越近啊。
As I get closer and closer.
哎呀，我说糟了，这次糟了。
I say, I'm in trouble this time.
哎，真的。 我那时候啊，什么，哎呀，十字架啊，什么宝血啊，什么东西全忘光了。
At that time, I forgot everything. I forgot about the cross, about the blood, and everything.
他总是感觉说你现在做了亏心事，你这个亏欠事你现在也没办法补，是不是啊？ And now
I know that I'm to be blamed. There's nothing I can make up to the driver.
所以他说他可以来附在我身上。So
devil said he could come to possess me.
哎呀，我想这些附在身上，我去明天他们就发现我疯了。
I said I'm going to be troubled tomorrow. That they will think that I'm mentally ill.
所以我走到那边，走到门口的时候。
So I get to the gate of the cemetery.
那个坟墓啊，相当大，像个拱形的。
It was a big tomb. It was a circular one.
我的确看见啊，我从来没看见过鬼。这次我看见，从这个坟墓两个柱上面，冒出像那个汽车，砰砰砰砰那个烟那样的东西，然后变成了呜呜呜往我这个身上来。
I've never seen a devil before, the demon before, but that time I could see from the two corners of the tomb the dark smoke like the car exhaust. That time I did not know how to pray. I forgot all my scripture verses, so I just say, I'm in trouble. Suddenly I heard it was like a thunder in the sky. It was like a big thunder.
那是没有很好的天气，有月亮。
The night was clear and there was moon.
在打雷的声音里面有两节圣经。
In that great thunder, there were two scripture verses.
不是一个字一个字给我念的。
Clearly spelled out for me, word by word.
这两节圣经的意思一下子就跟我完全听懂了。
And these two verses clearly come into my mind and I understood.
这两节圣经是什么？谁能控告我所拣选的人呢？
The scripture verse said, "Who can accuse the chosen, the elect?"
有神已经称他为义了。
God has justified him.
谁能定他们罪呢？
Who can condemn them?
有耶稣基督已经从死里复活，而且。 在神的右边替我们代祷吗？
For Jesus Christ has risen from the dead, is at the right hand of the Father to pray for us.
哎呀，这两个声音，不是那个雷的声音，像是打雷，但是这两句圣经的意思一下子进来。The
sound is like the great thunder, but the meaning of these two verses clearly coming into my heart.
哎呀，一下子以后，你不知道我多开心！我说，哎呀，主给我说话了。You
don't know how happy I was. Oh, the Lord was speaking to me.
你知道这两节圣经在哪里呀？
Do you know where these two verses are?
嗯？第几章？
You know it's in from Romans chapter 8.
这个的确不是我想出来的。
No, this is not something I thought about.
我也没看见过赶鬼是用这两节圣经的。I
knew nothing about casting demon away with these two verses.
那个像雷一样的声音把这个鬼不晓得赶到哪去了。But
the thunder just sent the demon far away.
这是我开心的，你这个人还是有点坏。怎么坏呢？我觉得神救了我。 我想，原来我还是被神所拣选的人啊。So
I was so happy, and I thought God has saved me. I truly was one of the elect.
谁能控告神所拣选的人？
Who could accuse the God's elect?
因为神已经称他为义。
Because God has justified.
谁能定他们的罪呢？
Who can condemn them?
因为耶稣基督已经为我们死。
Because Lord Jesus Christ has died for
us. And
he rose from the dead, he's at the right hand of the Father to pray for us.
所以我们的大祭司啊，实在在那边。那天如果神不再拯救我们，又基督在天上为我打这个雷，把这个鬼搞掉的话。
So Lord Jesus truly is at the right hand to pray for us. On that day, if the Lord has not done this for me, I don't know where I will be.
实际上我们要知道基督在那给我们对求。
We need to know that the Lord is making intercession for us up there.
我们有没有为弟兄姊妹祷告？
Now have we prayed for our brothers and sisters?
有没有为教会祷告？
Have we prayed for the church?
有没有真的为神的国度祷告？
Have we truly prayed for the kingdom of God?
有没有真的为神的旨意祷告？
Have we truly prayed for the will of God?
至于我们里面长大了
，Only when we are growing inside，
我们把神的那个需要、教会的需要、弟兄姊妹的情况变成我们的负担。
We can take the need of the church, the matter of the kingdom, the need of the brothers and sisters to become our own burden.
真有负担了，你才有真正的侍奉的祷告。
When you have that true burden, then you have the true service in prayer.
所以，侍奉总是先有这个人。
So, to serve require first the right man.
你成长了，你能够以神的思维念了，我们才可能有真正的侍奉的祷告。
If you are growing, you're mindful of the business of the Father, then you can serve in prayer.
祷告是很大的一个题目，我绝不能把它完全都讲。
There's no way for us to cover this big topic of prayer.
我今天晚上就是举出这两类的祷告，我们都要。
I only want to point out these two kinds of prayer that which every one of us need.
但愿圣灵能够带领我们一直保持不住的祷告。
We pray that the Holy Spirit will lead us so that we can pray without ceasing.
也让神给我们有负担，真正的有负担来做侍奉的祷告。
And we also pray that the Spirit will truly burden us so that we can serve in prayer.
我们现在祷告。
Shall we pray now?
我们的主，我们相信你爱我们。
Our Lord, we truly believe that you love us.
我们实在需要你的怜悯。
How we need your mercy.
当我们的心远离你背向你的时候，我们要回头。如果没有你的怜悯，我们也回不了头。
Without your mercy, we cannot return when our hearts depart from you.
但是我们的主，你真是在那边爱我们。
Oh Lord, but you love us so much.
你想我们真能够知道，无论我们在什么地方，无论我们在什么情况底下，你在天上，在父神的右边，做我们的大祭司，你不会不眷顾我们。
You want us to know that you are our high priest. Wherever we are and wherever you will love us.
主啊，但愿你圣灵在我们里面看见你这样的爱我们、关心我们的时候，我们怎么忍心用背向着你呢？
We pray that the Holy Spirit will cause us to know you love us so much so that we will not rebel against thee.
我们的主，我们不属于这个世界。
Oh Lord, we do not belong to this world.
好像你不是这个世界一样。
As you do not belong to this world.
你叫我们记得我们是属于你的。
You want us to remember that we belong to you.
我们不属于这个世界。
We do not belong to the world.
我们也不属于自己。
We do not even belong to ourselves.
我们是属于你的。
We belong to you.
所以我们理当把自己当作活祭献上。
So we offer ourselves as living sacrifices.
叫我们以后的日子上
，in the days to come，
叫我们能够懂得这样用祷告来侍奉你。
We know how to serve you through prayer.
谢谢你过去多少的时候你在那边保守我们。
We thank you for keeping us in yourself in the past.
我们的主啊，真的当我们最不想祷告的时候，你提醒我们。
When we don't know how to pray, we don't want to pray, you remind us. When we don't know how to pray, the Spirit will come to teach us to pray.
求主按照你丰盛的慈爱，超过我们所求所想的怜悯我们。
We pray for your mercy through your love.
赐恩给你的教会,
to bless your church.
听我们祷告,
to hear our prayer, O Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名,
in the name of Jesus, our Lord. Amen.